Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainas Tezvava Mebez. We're holding on Tezvava Med Aleph, the last word on the Amud. So it says the Mishnah, Ma'isa b'mei Rabbi Abib, Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Chanina ben Chadya. There's a story, Sha'avar Echad Lefnei Atevo. There was some sort of fast day for a drought. And the Chazan, he went to Davin, Ugamar Es HaBracha Kula, he finished the Bracha, referring to the Bracha of Re'ei. V'loy Anu Acher of Amein, but nobody answered Amein. We'll see later, rather they answered, Baruch Shem Kvod Machusa Leilam Va'ed. Tikwa Kaihanim, the Gabbai announced, he said, Kaihanim blow shofar, blow a tekiah. Utaku, and they blew a tekiah. Misha Anas Avram Avinu Bahar HaMairiya, Hu Yana Eskam Yishim Bekot Tzakoscham Yoyim Hazeh. The Chazan, the Tzriach Tzibur, he then went, and he said this tefillah. And then again, Hariyu Bnei Aaron Hariyu, the Gabbai announced to the Kaihanim, blow a trua, and Hariyu, and they blew a trua. And then again, the Tzriach Tzibur would continue, Misha Anas Avesin Al Yamsu, Hu Yana Eskam Yishim Bekot Tzakoscham Yoyim Hazeh. And they continued on with this pattern. Ukshabada Reitza Chochamim, when the Chochamim found out about this, that they didn't answer Amin, rather they were answering Baruch Shem, so Amru they said, Lohayinu Nahagin Kain Ela Bisharam Mizrach Ubahar Abayis, that we only do that, we only answer Baruch Shem in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, the Chalish Tanyas HaRishonis, the first three series of fasts, Anshe Mishmar Mesanim Vlei Mashlimin. So those that were serving that week, the Anshe Mishmar who were serving that week in the Beis HaMikdash, they would fast, but they would not complete the fast. They needed their strength, so we didn't allow them to complete their fast. The Anshe Beis Av, however, those that were serving that day in the Beis HaMikdash, they really needed their strength. So the Hayu Misan and Klav, they didn't fast at all. Shalei Shniyos, but once things got a little bit more serious, by the second series of three, so then the Anshe Mishmar Misan and Umashlimin, those serving just that week, so they would fast and they would even complete the fast. The Anshe Beis Av, those serving that day, so the Kehanim serving that day in the Beis HaMikdash, Misan and Vloy Mashlimin, they would fast, but they would not complete the fast. And then when it got really serious by the Sheva Achrayinis, so then Elu Ve'elu Misanin U'Mashlimin Div Rabbi Yeshua. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. By the last seven, everybody would even complete the fast. The Chachamim say everything is one notch down. So Shalish Tanya Sarishayinis, the first series of three, Elu Ve'elu Loi Hayu Misanin Klal. Nobody fasted at all. Shalish Niyois, Anshe Mishmar Misanin V'Loi Mashlimin, the second series of three, the Anshe Mishmar would fast, but they would not complete the fast. The Anshe Beis Av Loi Hayu Misanin Klau. And Anshe Beis Av still did not fast at all. And then by the Sheva Achrayinis, so then by the last seven, the Anshe Mishmar Misanin U'Mashlimin, the Anshe Mishmar would complete the fast, while Anshe Beis Av Misanin V'loi Mashlimin, whereas those serving that day, so they would fast, but they wouldn't complete the fast. Now on this topic of the Anshe Mishmar and the Anshe Beis Av, so the Mishnah continues telling us some other halachas that are relevant to them. So says the Mishnah that Anshe Mishmar mutarin lishtayz yayim baleilos avloy biyamim. Those serving that week in the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't that their turn that day, but they still needed to be on standby in case added help was needed. So they weren't allowed to drink at day, because they had to be on standby, and you're not allowed to be drunk and do the avodah. But they were allowed to drink at night, because anyway, it's nighttime, there wasn't much avodah to be done. They didn't have to worry that perhaps they were going to be needed. Whereas those serving that day in the Beis HaMikdash, they could not drink wine on a day or at night. Anshe Mishmar v'Anshe Maimid, when it comes to the Anshe Mishmar, and also the Anshe Maimid, the Yisraelim that would stand and daven for Klal Yisrael by the Karbanis, so they were Asura and Milasaper and Milachabes. So during their week, that they were, is their week to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, or to be serve as the Anshe Maimid, so they were not allowed to get a haircut or do laundry. And we'll see later, the reason for this is because we wanted them to show up to their job already freshly laundered clothing with a nice haircut, and therefore we didn't allow them to get it during the week that they were serving. This way, that would push them to get it beforehand. However, on Thursday of their week, it was mutter out to kavod Shabbos, to go into Shabbos with nice cut hair and freshly laundered clothing. So on Thursday, that was mutter in order to have it for kavod Shabbos. On Friday, people were already busy getting ready for Shabbos, so Friday there was no time to get a haircut or do laundry. But at least on Thursday, they gave this heter. Any day that's written in Megillas Tainis that it should be treated like a yomtiv, and that you're not allowed to fast, and you're not even allowed to give a hespit, it's very chamer. So then, lefan of aser lachar of mutter. The Tanakhama says that the Chazal gave a chizuk, and they said that also the day beforehand is aser in the Tainis and hespit, but the day afterwards, that's going to be mutter. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, then no, they did even a bigger chizuk, and they said that lefan of ulachar of aser, both the day before and the day afterwards, is aser as well. If all they said was just that you can't fast on that day because of the nace that happened, but they didn't say that you can't give a hesped, they just said you can't fast, so it's like a lower level yomtiv. So then the fun of ula achar of mutter, the Tanakhama says that both the day before and after are mutter, and Rabbi Yosi Aimer the fun of aser lachar of mutter, and only that the day before they did give a chizuk and they said it's aser, but the day after is going to be mutter. And geizer and tainus al tzira betchila bechamishi. Whenever geizer and tainus for the first time on a Thursday, shalul hafki asharim, to not raise the prices that the store owner shouldn't think that there's some sort of famine. People are going to come in on Thursday. They're going to buy food for breakfast, buy food for Shabbos. People are going to be buying out the store. They're going to think it's a famine. They're going to raise the prices to prevent that. We said elo shalosh tanius harishayna sheni bechamishi vesheni. The first three fasts you start on a Monday. You do Monday, Thursday, Monday. Starting with a Monday, this way by the time you get to Thursday, the store owners know that oh they're in the middle of a fast. However, once you did that by the Shalosh HaRishonos, so then V'Shalosh Shniyos, Chamishi Sheni V'Chamishi. Once you get to the second set of three, so then you could already start on a Thursday because everybody knows already that they're in the middle of a fast. Rabbi Yossi says that no, K'shem Shein HaRishonos V'Chamishi, Kach L'Shniyos V'Lo Yachronos. Just like the first three. You don't start on the Thursday, so too the middle three and the last seven, you don't start on the Thursday because maybe the sellers are going to forget that they're in the middle of a fast, and therefore we always just start on the Monday. And geizer and tainus al tzibur b'rosh chodesh and b'chanukah b'purim. Whenever geizer and tainus on the tzibur on a rosh chodesh chanukah b'purim, the meschilu im afsikin. However, if someone's in the middle of a series of fasts and it falls out on one of these days, so then they fast. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. That's the word. That's the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel. Now, Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir explained that afal pish Amar Rabbi Gamliel im afsikin. Even though Rabbi Gamliel said that you don't stop your fast for these days if you already started, ma'ida haya she'im mashlimen. He's still ma'ida that you're not allowed to complete the fast because you're not allowed to fast on these days. V'chein Tisha B'av Shechal Yais Be'erev Shabbos. Also, if Tisha B'av falls out on a Friday, so we would fast, but we would not complete the fast, which anyways is not Negea, based off the calendars that we have. Says the Gemara, Seder Tainius Ketzad. We mentioned in the Mishnah that what's the Seder of the fast days? So, Maitzian Asateva, you take the Aron Kodesh and you bring it to the town center. Vafilu b'kamaisa, ask the Gemara, you do this even by the first three? You bring the Aron Kodesh to the town square even by the first three fasts? Or aminu, have a braisa which says lahadiyah that you don't. It says, shalosh tanyas harishayinus ushniyos, the first and second series of three fasts, nichnasim l'beis hakenesses. Everyone would go and gather in the shuls, u'mispalim k'darshim mispalim kol hashana kula, and they would daven there in the shuls just like they do all year round. U'veshava achrayinus, by the last seven, maitzi nesateva l'rechay v'shalir. That's when they would bring the Aron Kodesh out into the town square. Umnais den Efer al gabi ateva, they would put Efer, ashes, or dirt on top of the Aron Kodesh. Ubereish ha-Nasi, and on the head of the Nasi. Ubereish ha-Bezdin, and on the head of the Abezdin. Bekolachav echa neitov unais den bereishay. And then every individual would put this Efer, on his own head. Rav Nasan Eimer, slight difference, that Efer Mikla hei mevian, it was Dafka Efer Mikla, not dirt, it was Dafka Efer Mikla, Dafka burnt ashes of something which was burnt. No, but the point is that you see that they did not bring the Aron Kodesh out into the town square by the first two series of fasts. So, but our Mishnah says that they did. Amra Papa Kitzna Nami Masnisa Nashav Achrayinus Tanan. Our Mishnah was specifically discussing the last series of seven fasts. Ubereisha Nasi. It says that they would put it on the head of the Nasi, the ashes on the head of the Nasi. V'hadar Tani Kol Achav Ached Nights of a Nice Nei Bereisha. And then it says that everybody would take and he would put ashes on his own head. Ainy, is that true? At first they started with the Nasi and then they would go to the individual. They would start with the Gadol and then go work their way down to the Katan. Ainy, is that the proper Seder? V'atani, but we learned in the Bereisha Rabbi Aimer. That begedula maschilam in a gadol, when it comes to something which is a gedula, something that's like a praise, something positive, so then you start with the gadol. The gadol gets first. Ubeklala maschilam in a katan, when it comes to an einesh, when it comes to a punishment, so then you start with the katan. Anything negative, you start with the katan. Begedula maschilam in a gadol, by something which is positive, you start with the gadol. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yemer ma'ishal Aaron olazul itamar. It says first that he spoke to Aaron, then Elazar, then itamar. So you see, by giving a mitzvah, which is gedula, you start with with the gadol. Whereas by something negative you start with the katan. First the nachash after the Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. So first the nachash got cursed. So you see by an einish, by a punishment, by a klala, you start with the katan. You start with the nachash and then you work your way up to Adam. So why is it that on the Tainis, they would first put the ashes on the head of the Nasi? Seemingly, this is the Klala, this is an Einish, this is something negative. You would think that you should start with the Katan and then go to the Gadol. Says the Gemara, no, Adrabo, ha-chashivusa l'didhu. This isn't a case of Klala, this is a case of Gedula. We're giving the Nasi chashivus by having him go first. The Amri Luhu, we're basically telling him that, and the Avbezdin, we're basically telling them that atun chashvisu l'mivi alon rachmi akuli alma. That you are chashiv to us, that you're worthy of davening on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. And therefore they would start with the Nasi and the Avbezdin. Then the Mishnah said that Kolechad Ve'echad, Shalik Girsai is over here, but basically it says that everyone would take and put ashes on their own head. So the Nasi and the Avbezdin, other people would put it on their heads, or everyone else would then put it on their own heads. So ask the Gemara, that Nasi Ve'avbezdin, now when it comes to the Nasi Ve'avbezdin, Nami Nishklu Inu, let them take their own ashes, Unin Chubu Rashayu, and put it on their own heads. Why do we have other people put the ashes on their heads? So Amar of Abadim and Kisri, it's incomparable, a person who embarrasses himself versus when someone else embarrasses him. So this is like an embarrassing thing. We're putting ashes on their heads. You know, there are leaders and things aren't happening that are so good for Klal Yisrael at the time. It's embarrassing. Better, it'll be more embarrassing for him, and we want it to be more embarrassing so that they daven better. And so it's more embarrassing if we put the ashes on their heads as opposed to them putting the ashes on their own heads. And we're on the head. Do the ashes go? It goes to the same place as the tefillin. Ashes always go to the same place as the makim tefillin. Where do we know that? As the pasuk says regarding the reverse, it says that bezvan gula, it says that we're going to have tefillin in the place of the ashes. So you see that the tefillin and the ashes are in the same place. So too, when we put ashes on the tainus, where do we put the ashes? We put it by the makom tefillin.